The Cooper Landing School is one of the smaller schools in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. Most kids who grow up in the area go to high school at one of the bigger ones in Soldotna or Seward. Not Linnea.
Well, with my dad as a teacher, it was kind of a given that I was going to stay.
Also,
I didn't want to get up early and travel an hour.
The Cooper Landing School has just one teacher, Linnea's dad, Tom Gossard. He teaches all 11 students, including Cooper, Linnea's younger brother. He was the one playing pomp and circumstance at the ceremony. The building itself, which is nestled at the foot of the Kenai Mountains, has two classrooms and a gym. Soldotna teacher Rob Sparks spoke at the ceremony Monday night.
She's going to be the first high school graduate from Cooper Landing High School. She's not going to be the last one.
Linnea's trailblazing is more than just symbolic. In early high school, she became interested in video telecommunications, or VTC, and co-created a VTC program for the district, making it possible for remote students like herself to take synchronous courses not offered at their own schools. Linnea's taken classes with 16 teachers from 8 different schools, all without leaving Cooper Landing. That wasn't always possible, and for a while, Cooper Landing didn't have a local option for high schoolers. Before the late 80s, high schoolers from the area boarded in Seward. Then some parents pushed for a bus that took students to Soldotna. That's when Linnea's mom, Virginia Morgan, was in school.
In those days, we did not have so many second home families, and this was not a vacation place like it is now. So in those days, we had about 40, usually there were between 20 and 40 kids, K through 8.
As Cooper Landing became more of a seasonal community, there were fewer families who lived there year-round. At some point, there weren't enough kids to justify a bus to Soldotna. Morgan says parents started pushing again for a local option when a Cooper Landing family with a high school-age kid was reluctantly considering moving to a bigger community.
It was in 2012 when it became a K-12 school.
She says it was initially challenging to connect kids with classes in other schools since remote learning was still relatively new. A lot of educators became more proficient in that style of teaching when Linnea was in school, and more still honed those capabilities during the pandemic. For Linnea, remote learning meant she could stay in school in the place she loves.
I really like the community involvement in Cooper Landing, but then having the classes at bigger schools like Soldotna High School and Kenai High School and Seward High School, I was able to have classes with different teachers other than my dad, and also meet other students who are my age because I'm the only one my age here.
Besides the Gossards, there are two other high schoolers who live in Cooper Landing. They both go to Soldotna High School. Linnea says it was sometimes hard as friends moved away, but she doesn't think she would have the flexibility at a larger school to build the VTC program or volunteer in town in a myriad ways. Now Linnea's leaving Cooper Landing with a certification in VTC skills, statewide recognition for her VTC work, and several awards and scholarships under her belt. She's likely going to work with the district to train a new director for the VTC program, and this summer, she'll be in Fairbanks for the Rural Alaska Honors Institute, an introduction to college for kids from rural Alaska and Alaska Native students. And, of course, Linnea was the school's valedictorian. Principal Doug Heyman acknowledged it was a bit tongue-in-cheek.
But as you have heard this evening, she'd have stacked up anywhere in the world.
Linnea's headed up to Anchorage next year. She plans to study communications at the University of Alaska Anchorage, though she's not dead set on any major yet. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.
Yes, you can flip that tassel.